Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Our podcasts always help you with your English language learning, but they also sometimes help you with the grammar of English. Some English grammar rules. One of the ideas in English grammar, which I notice I mention quite a lot in podcasts, and which you will meet quite a lot too, this idea of uncountable nouns. I mentioned uncountable nouns recently, for example, in the podcast a couple of weeks ago on sleep. So sleep is mostly used as an uncountable noun. But let me be your English grammar guide here. So uncountable nouns cannot be used with an a in front of them. And the word uncountable, UNCOUNTABLE, means that you cannot count it, from the verb to count. If you count items like biscuits or apples, you could say one apple, two apples, three apples, four apples. Biscuits or apples are countable nouns. And you can say an apple, a biscuit. And you can count them, and they have a plural form with an S on the end. Apples, biscuits. But with uncountable nouns, it's as though they are a substance, like sugar, flour, F-L-O-U-R, that you use for baking, or water. You wouldn't generally say a sugar, a flour, or a water. I say generally. There are situations where there are exceptions, where we don't quite follow the rules. I'll come to those later. But the examples of uncountable nouns that I give when we meet them in podcasts, to illustrate what I mean, I use traffic, T-R-A-F-F-I-C, or custard, C-U-S-T-A-R-D. The word traffic means lots of vehicles on a road. And custard is a milky vanilla sauce that you might eat with your pudding. You're unlikely to say a custard, and you would never say a traffic. The last one would be grammatically incorrect. So although traffic, T-R-A-F-F-I-C, consists of lots of vehicles, it uses the third person singular part of the verb, the he, she, it part. So in the present tense, for example, you'd say, the traffic flows well on that road, or the traffic stops and starts on that road. The examples of uncountable nouns that I've given you so far are mostly concrete nouns, things that you can see, like traffic, or perhaps touch, taste even, in the case of sugar, water, custard, flour. Food substances in particular are often uncountable nouns. But there are lots of uncountable nouns which are more abstract. Money, M-O-N-E-Y, can mean cash, physical money, coins and notes, but it can also mean the concept, the idea of money. You can say the money, some money, my money, a little money, too much money, money in general. You can say all those things, but it's uncountable. So you can't say three monies or a money. So it's as though money is like a substance, like salt or sugar, custard or traffic. Other examples of uncountable nouns would be music, information, furniture, advice, love, health, happiness. Words for categories of items like furniture, clothing, luggage, equipment, machinery are all uncountable nouns. And it's the same for chemical substances. Oxygen, nitrogen, potassium, they're uncountable nouns. It often happens when we describe the weather too. Rain, fog, snow, sunshine, all uncountable nouns. And uncountable nouns take the third person singular. As I said, music keeps me sane. Love does sometimes bring happiness. The furniture is made out of oak. The only exception here is when the uncountable noun is referencing a group of people. For example, the police. Here, you would use the third person plural. The police know where he is, or the staff are working really hard. Sometimes with uncountable nouns, we put another countable noun in front of them with an of in between. So we might say a bag of rice, a jug of custard, a piece of music, three games of tennis, some words of advice, a piece of news. And notice here also, where there's a plural, be careful that the S is on the end of the countable noun only. An uncountable noun can't have an S on the end. So it's three jugs of custard, six pieces of music, two pieces of news, 12 cups of tea. Does that make sense? In these cases, the S goes on the end of the countable noun. Just pausing a moment to remind you about Adept English courses. If you find the podcast sometimes quite difficult to understand, and you would like to understand basic English words better first, then consider buying our Most Common 500 Words course. It's a really simple idea, but as far as I know, it's unique to Adept English. It's a course which you listen to and which only uses the Most Common 500 Words. In fact, the new version also has a couple of extra chapters which use the Most Common 600 words, just to help you progress a bit more. It's well worth it, just to consolidate your language learning and build your confidence. Back to the subject. So I said that there are some exceptions to the rules for uncountable nouns. What do I mean? Some examples. When children are counting down the days until their birthday or until they go on holiday, they may say, it's three sleeps, meaning that it's three nights. I'll go to bed three times and then it will happen. Or sometimes we say to them, it's five sleeps. It's useful to quantify time for children who may find time and waiting difficult. So this way of using the word sleep is as though it's a countable noun. It's very informal, but people do say this. If you know it, think of the Leona Lewis song, One More Sleep. Similarly informal, although coffee is a substance and therefore usually an uncountable noun, we might say things like, just let me get a coffee, when we mean, just let me get a cup of coffee. You might hear, do you take sugar in your tea? Yeah, three sugars, please. Short for three spoonfuls of sugar, please. So again, this is very much in informal spoken English only. This use of uncountable nouns, as though they're countable, is used in spoken English, where substances like tea, coffee, water, butter are offered in individual portions, individual packets or servings. So you might sit in a cafe and say, two teas, one coffee and a spring water, please. But in all other contexts, tea, coffee and water are uncountable. And there are lots of words that can be used in a specific countable sense as well as in a more general unspecific uncountable sense. Another way of saying that, the same word can be used as a countable noun or as an uncountable noun. And the grammar around it reflects whether it's being used countably or uncountably. And these are used in informal and informal English. It's just that the word is used in a different way in a different context. So some examples. My house has 13 rooms. Rooms there meaning individual separate rooms which have walls and a door and a window. Or you might just say, there's a lot of room in my house, meaning generally there's lots of space. You could say, I took an exam paper that was really difficult. Or, have you got some paper for me to write on? So the first is countable, the second is uncountable paper. Or, how many times did we go to Greece last year? Oh yeah, it was 3 times. As opposed to, have you got time for a chat? Which is uncountable time. So you can usually tell from the context whether the noun is being used to mean a specific instance, one room, one piece of paper, one time, one occasion, or whether the word is being used in an uncountable way, time as a general concept, something that you might have too little of, room as a general concept, meaning space, like make room, or paper, as in I like to buy printer paper online because it's cheaper. So the context will usually show you which it is, because these words can be used in both ways. Work, W-O-R-K, is another. You might use it as an uncountable noun. Work makes me tired, or that is a lot of work. Or you can use it as a countable noun. The museum had many works of art. Shall we finish with some words which can only be used as uncountable nouns, like traffic or custard? So these are words where you would never put an a in front of them, and you would never put an s on the end to show a plural. Weather, music, capitalism, luggage, equipment, clothing, accommodation, electricity, news, information, travel, machinery. Phew, and I thought uncountable nouns was only going to take a couple of sentences to explain. I hope I've helped you sort that one out in your head, the grammar of English uncountable nouns. If it's quite a lot to take in, then make sure that you listen a number of times to this podcast. It'll get easier and clearer each time you listen, and you'll be working towards perfect English grammar with each listen. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.